welcome back to the Undefeated after we missed last week. A week of events happened. We saw the Braves win their first World Series 2 weeks ago.
I told y'all.
Talk much about that. As we were going to start with baseball free agency, and I'm going to pass over to John. John, you know all the deals more than me. So
knows all the deals.
Yes. First of all, the three big ones. Congratulations to my Braves. Second of all. What, Dylan?
Ooh.
Dylan, where's your team? Where are the Dodgers? Where are the Dodgers, Dylan? I didn't see the Dodgers in the World Series this year. That's crazy.
They weren't in the World Series.
Did you? I didn't see them.
Hey, on the good note, though, Bellinger did step up.
That's so true. 2022 Bellinger MVP.
Okay.
It's coming back into form.
Oh, my gosh. Off-season has started, y'all. We're in off-season mode. We got tons of free agents on the market. Carlos Correa. Kyle Seager, Kyle's retired. You know, big shortstop free agency pool here. First people to go this offseason, Andrew Heaney to the Dodgers.
Andrew Heaney went to the Dodgers. That's so true.
I think that was the first day of free agent of the offseason.
Don't know.
Really early. Biggest free agency deals so far. Eduardo Rodriguez from Boston to the Detroit Tigers for $77 million for 5 years, right, Anthony? Is that what I...
Yeah, 5 years for $77 million.
Yeah, Dylan, let's talk about this one for a bit. What do you think of this deal?
I'm going to be completely honest with you, John. I don't know who that is.
Whoa.
I have no... No clue.
I was not expecting
who Eduardo Rodriguez is.
Like, I don't know who that is.
Not a single part of my body knows who that is.
Okay.
There's no brain cell in my mind that has that name engraved. So that's gonna be all you. Pass it back to you.
Eduardo Rodriguez. Erod's resume: Venezuelan lefty, played for Boston for the past, I want to say, 4 years now. He had been a big part of their pitching rotation, moved to the bullpen. He's been in the bullpen for a while, and I think he had a start here in this past postseason. But Detroit, with crazy great pitching prospects in their system, all of them almost about to come up possibly this year. I think this is a push for Detroit. I think they're saying, hey, we're ready. We're ready. Y'all better be careful.
Rumors about Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant could be going to Detroit. They need a Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant to L.A.
Chris Bryant where?
Huh?
To L.A.
What?
Chris Bryant to the Dodgers. Fits in the system.
You know what that sound is? That's the sound of the trash.
What?
Sound of a trash idea there, Dylan.
What? Does he make any sense?
All right.
It was a horrible joke.
Horrible idea. All right.
How was that a horrible idea?
The joke was worse than the idea.
No.
How
idea
was that a
was
horrible
bad.
Idea, John?
Look, I think.
Because John said it.
Yeah, that's probably why. Frankie laughed. He liked it.
The delivery was bad.
Delivery was horrible. Delivery
that
was good.
Bad.
All right. I think this is marking the beginning of Detroit's smell blood seasons, winning seasons. All they got to do, call up their pitcher prospects. They got Torkelson, a lefty, Spencer Turnbull, Scrubel, something like that, another righty prospect who's, you know, coming up this next year. I think Detroit is getting ready for a win season and possibly playoff contention. Other big free agency just yesterday, Thor Noah Syndergaard to the Angels for, what was it, $20
million? $21 million on a one-year deal. Yeah.
$21 million on a one-year deal after not pitching once. He had a relief appearance at the last game of the year, but he missed the entire season aside from that. So, Dylan, I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Thoughts on what?
Syndergaard.
Oh, no, Syndergaard is an Angel. Oh, dude, I'm going to be honest. I was completely zoned out looking at the picture of the Royals on Twitter. They posted this thing called New Threads. It's like they're teasing a jersey release.
That looks cool.
The picture looks sick. I mean, the Royals, you know, whatever. But I mean, I don't know. It surprised me. It caught me off guard. I looked at it and I thought it was fake. I thought I was being pranked. But I mean, it's not a bad move for the Angels if they want to. They already have Shohei and Mike Trout. I mean, neither of them are going to get anything if they don't start making moves. So I mean, they wanna try to be good.
They just don't have the best pitching, so I think this is a great move for them as a whole. But yeah,
I think this is possibly what they need to maybe even be seen.
Win more than 60 games.
Yeah, have a winning season. I think this is what they need, is good pitching. And this isn't a horrible bet, you know. It's not a bad idea to give Syndergaard a ball for a year for $20 million, just $2 million over a qualifying offer. I think the Angels won that. I think if Syndergaard's a bust, they barely spent anything to get him. So it's fine. If he's a good pitcher, if we see prime 2018, 17, 19, did he pitch in 19? If we see prime Noah Syndergaard up on the mound for the Angels, then just think of that rotation. Otani, Syndergaard, that's it. That's it.
Oh, my God.
coming out of the pen. The Cuban guy.
Some dude.
The really good Cuban closer, all right? That will be a crazy, crazy pitching rotation there as Frankie leaves.
Yeah, we're losing Frankie.
Frankie, can we get your one thought on Jose Barrios before you leave? 7-year extension.
We talked about this earlier, right?
No.
Yeah, we did talk about
it. No, we haven't talked about Barrios
on the show.
No, me and John talked about this.
Oh, but not on the show.
No, yeah, not on the show. No, I think it's a great move, honestly, as a whole. But I think that's not the biggest free agent signing we'll see
from Toronto.
Oh, from Toronto?
Yeah.
From Toronto, yeah, but this whole offseason, there's still so many
more agents. Yeah.
I just want to see where Correa goes.
I do, too. A lot of people want to see where... Watch him end up in New York.
To jail.
What? 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 Are you calling that? Are you calling that? DJ LeMahieu, the Queen of England. Bye, Frankie.
Goodbye, Frankfurt.
I think it's a world record for the shortest time on the show.
I was going to say something else, but I just decided jail instead.
Nice.
I feel like that wouldn't be very friendly, kid appropriate, child. Do what?
What?
Anyway, next segment, Anthony.
We haven't even talked about Barrios.
Jose Barrios.
I am halfway here and halfway there. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm just here. Okay.
Jose Barrios to Toronto extended 7 years, 133. Is that what I said? Do you have that written down?
140.
How much?
140.
140
trillion dollars.
Wow, Ryan. Toronto really needs to you know.
Oh yeah, the Dodgers have no cap space. Cap space for them is, oh, it's so bad, but they're spending $140 trillion on them.
Dylan, you are. with Toronto possibly losing Robbie Ray to free agency, probably winning a Cy Young for sure, I think this is something they need. They need to guarantee that they will have a pitcher on the mound, a good pitcher.
I think they can guarantee they're going to have a pitcher. They won't be able to play if they don't have a pitcher on the mound.
A good pitcher on the mound. Jose Barrios with his sub-3 ERA for this season in Toronto did really well there. I think Toronto needs to try and bring back Robbie Ray. And if they don't, then it may be the end of their you know. What are you doing? You're distracting me, man.
Sorry. Keep going.
I think it may be if they're not able to get Robbie Ray back, it may be the end of an era. Hopefully Nate Pearson comes back. I think he was their number one prospect after Vlad came up. a pitcher who can throw over 100 and is a starter. So that's pretty interesting. Hopefully he comes back. He had Tommy John this past season. But we will see. We will see. Carlos Correa is still on the board. Corey Seager still on the board. You know, lots of top free agents still on the board. And with 3 months left, December 1st being the deadline for the CBA, for the players and the owners to, you know, come up with a way to start the season next year. But we'll see. We still have time. And that's been your free agency from me and half of Dylan.
I'd say like about a third.
Right. Thank you.
As we're going to move on to college football, and as I was writing this last night, I wanted to talk about, you know, the big news, the college football rankings, but I couldn't overlook what happened Saturday night in Austin, Texas. Somehow, the Texas Longhorns lost
to Kansas!
And it wasn't... Even if they had won, this would still be embarrassing.
Dylan, did you eat Clownburger this morning, man? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, dude. No, this was the funniest game ever.
Clown for breakfast.
Kansas won at 57-56 in overtime. Halftime, they were up 35-14. Texas got embarrassed at home. Lose Bijan Robinson for the year.
Oh, my God.
This is spiraling out of control. At least they didn't blow a double-digit lead, but, I mean... Let Kansas nearly drop 60 on you.
That would have been even worse if they blew a double-digit lead. That's like the only thing that somehow could have made that game worse for them, if they would have blown a lead to Kansas.
Or if they just got... They were going to get blown out, but Kansas did can't turn into Kansas. And then turned into Oklahoma in overtime.
Beautiful. And that's what you're happy. I am so... I saw that and was so pleased. That was the happiest I've been ever.
And you look at the losses Texas had, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Baylor. You know, those are teams in the top 15 of the playoff rankings. And then you look at Kansas, who hadn't won a Big 12 game in 4 years. This is a new low for Texas. Steve Sarkisian has to go. I don't care if it's first
Texas
year.
Texas should just disband completely.
That is true. If you've listened
a lot. I say that a lot.
Yeah, if you listen to the show, you know if you lose to Kansas, you need to disband your whole organization.
I just, yeah, 100%. I mean, it's the lowest of the low. I mean, there's no way. You can't even get up from that. That is beyond rock bottom.
It was just horrible. The quarterback situation in Texas, Casey Thompson wasn't that bad. Look at the remaining two games, West Virginia and Kansas State. There's no way they're going to win those games.
Rip bozos.
They're going to finish. They have 4 wins on the season. They've lost now 5 in a row for the first time in who knows how long, 50-plus years. I believe it was 1955 the last time they lost 5 in a row.
I don't know, Anthony. Really,
but, I mean, how do you lose? How do you let Kansas drop 57?
Do you want me to ask?
Okay, go ask Steve Sarkisian what happened.
Do you want to go ask their defense?
Here, I'll go do that.
I'll make a phone call.
All right, John's going to bring Steve Sarkisian.
John's going to go fly down to Austin real quick.
Hey, what do I ask him?
Well, how do you almost let Kansas drop 60 points on you?
Hey, Coach, how do you almost let Kansas drop 50 points on you?
60 points.
60 points.
They did drop 50.
Oh, thanks, Coach.
All right, I think we have some insider intel.
All right, y'all. Okay, here's what I got from Coach just right now. Breaking, he said... To response of Dylan's question, how do you drop 60 points? His response was,
I actually speak Southern. That translates to, we suck.
Nice one. So as now we will move on to the playoff rankings. The third edition came out last night. This is actually the first time we're going to talk about the rankings since they were released. The top 10 stands: Georgia number 1, Alabama number 2, Ohio State 3, Oregon 4. That rounds up the top 4.
Huh?
That is the top 4 right now.
No, it is not.
It's Georgia 1, Bama 2, Ohio State 3.
Is it no
Oregon
way?
Four.
I swear to God, Cincinnati was in the third.
Nope. Cincinnati
no.
is fifth.
No.
In the
way.
AP poll, Cincinnati's third. But in the
wait, what's
ranking,
the difference? I'm so confused.
AP poll is the Associated Press. They're not the playoff committee. They don't decide who it is.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yes. So, yeah, number 5 is Cincinnati.
I was so happy.
I think Cincinnati should be in it. 6 is Michigan. 7 is Michigan State. 8, Notre Dame. 9, Oklahoma State. And 10, Wake Forest. What are your thoughts on the top 10 as it stands?
I hate it. I absolutely despise it. I think that whoever made that list should die. I don't actually mean that.
Well, when you look at Ohio
figuratively. If I'm not mistaken, no, I think I am mistaken, so I'm not going to say that. But Cincinnati has played better games than Oregon has. And they've probably played better games than Ohio State has regarding close games. I don't even know, but...
You know, Ohio State blew out Purdue this week, but that's not really not about the next two games, so...
The top three killer, Purdue.
Yep. That was the question coming in. They passed it, you know, blew them out. And Ohio State's next two games against the two Michigan teams will really decide the Big Ten West, I believe it is. Big Ten East, I'm not sure.
East.
Yeah, and we look only one Big 12 team in there because on Saturday afternoon, Oklahoma got upset by Baylor. Lost 27-14. Oklahoma, 17-game win streak was snapped. Gary Bohannon only threw 117 yards, but he had 104 yards rushing and two touchdowns. You think there's any QB controversy in Oklahoma? Because Caleb Williams had to leave for a couple minutes. Spencer Rattler didn't look great either. Williams didn't look great. The interesting thing, though, is Baylor kicked a field goal with 3 seconds, already up by 10.
No, what's even more interesting is that they called a timeout with 3 seconds left to stop the clock. The game was over. The clock was running out. They called a timeout, and all the Oklahoma players had left the field. All the Baylor fans are now on the field. You're up by 10 points. Kick a field goal. That's so stupid. I think it's the funniest thing ever. Because Oklahoma deserves that. But it is so dumb. But I'm not even mad. I think that's so... I think they deserve that. Just because it's like insult to injury. You've already played horrible the entire year. You don't deserve to be in the top 25. And, yeah. No, it was perfect. It was beautiful. But I still think it was stupid.
And when the initial playoff rankings came out, Oklahoma was 8th. And they were undefeated. But... I think it was the first time the committee actually made the right decision. Oklahoma was not playing well at all.
I mean, there is no, like, this... Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Edit my thing. Okay, bye, John. Oh, it's just going to be a two-man show now.
Can you come back for game picks? Well, we'll get you back in for game picks.
Yeah, who cares? Okay. Who cares?
We'll get you back
goodbye,
in.
Goodbye, John.
I love y'all.
You disappointment.
Hey, Coach.
Leaving.
Coach,
okay.
How...
Well, anyways...
Do you have another question for Coach before I go?
No, we don't. We don't. Close the door, John.
All right.
Close bye, the Coach. Door. Close the door, John.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye, John. Anyways, I don't even think there was a decision to be made. They obviously got, not destroyed, but they still lost. And if they would have put them in the top 10, I would have stopped watching college football.
Yeah, I would agree. Atlanta Falcons fans know this pain. Auburn blew a 28-3 lead to Mississippi State as they scored 40 straight to win it 43-34 as Auburn lost Bo Nix for the year after he broke his ankle. John's trying to message something to us, but he cannot really make it out. Did you watch this game at all?
Nope. I didn't watch any football this weekend, if I'm being honest. But
all right, as then we move on to the ACC. Wake Forest, NC State put out probably the game of the week. Wake Forest prevailed 45-42. They are now, I think if they beat Clemson this week, they'll be in the ACC title game.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on outside, but it is definitely something.
The door is locked, apparently. Is the door jammed again?
Great. We're going to be locked in here forever. We're never going to be able to leave.
If you don't know what we're talking about, a couple weeks ago, our door in this class was jammed. And it looks like it is jammed again. That is great. So, with Clemson not really going to be able to make the ACC title game, who's going to win it? Wake Forest or Pitt?
Probably Wake Forest. That'd be my guess.
What do you want, John?
Hello, John.
I can grab my jacket.
Oh, what okay. were you trying to tell us?
The door was locked.
Rip Bozo.
Yeah, what he said. As we're going to move on to now the NFL, we're going to recap the last 2 weeks really quickly as we are time limited. As starting week 9, one of the upsets of the week, as the Denver Broncos beat the Dallas Cowboys 30-16, the Cowboys didn't look great in all three phases at all. Dak Prescott was 8 of 22, 102 yards interception with 5 minutes to go, down 30-0. Cowboys were 0-4 on fourth downs. The Broncos running backs combined 191 rush yards. However, that wasn't the biggest upset of Week 9, as somehow, can't explain this one, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Buffalo Bills. 9-6, Josh Allen won the Josh Allen Bowl. Got a pick, a fumble, and a sack on Josh Allen. I mean, what happened?
I don't even know. It was just embarrassing.
Was that the Cowboys game? I kept looking down. I was questioning everything when I saw the Jags somehow winning this game. I mean, it's nothing you could say. The Bills ended up winning this week, though, 40-something over the Jets. got back in to their place. And then AFC North battle last week, the Browns destroyed the Bengals. Mayfield went 218 yards, 2 touchdowns in their first game without Odell Beckham. Nick Chubb went 137 yards with 2 touchdowns. The Raiders' midseason collapse is underway as they lost somehow to the Giants, 23-16. Xavier McKinney had 2 picks, including a pick six. What probably was the game of the week as the Ravens came back from 24-10 down to beat Minnesota 34-31 in overtime. Lamar at 266 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, added 120 rushing yards.
Yeah, the game was so great, Anthony. The game was so fantastic. You want to know a funny story? All right, so I went over to my grandma's house to mow her yard. She asked me to mow her yard. Yeah. She was watching the Cowboys-Broncos game, right? So I'm watching the Broncos absolutely annihilate the Cowboys. My grandma's furious because the Cowboys are playing like
crap,
horse poop. Okay, and so then the game, I watched the game end. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Come back inside, they have the Vikings-Ravens game on. And they're in overtime.
Did they miss a kick or something?
No, they just suck. As soon as I saw it go into overtime, I was like, there's no hope. We're done, right? And then the Ravens just marched down the field, and Justin Tucker kicks a field goal. I was like, dude, I just spent the last 2.5 hours here mowing her extremely large yard, edging the yard, blowing the yard. Pause.
Nice.
And hedging. I've never once in my life trimmed bushes, but I did then. And I come in, pause, to her house and watch them crap themselves after basically winning the entire game.
No lead to say.
And then the next week,
they beat the Chargers.
They beat the Chargers. I don't have words. I don't know what it means to live anymore.
Vikings are a very inconsistent team.
I don't get it. I refuse to believe that this team exists. I refuse to believe that they're real.
They're still in a playoff hunt. I mean,
it's.
They won't win the division. That's for sure.
No.
It would
no
if, way. If they win the division.
If they win the division, they're still gonna lose. Like, I mean, they're gonna find a way to lose in probably the NFC Championship or whatever. But if they win the division, I don't even know. I'd buy lottery tickets. I don't know. That seems impossible.
Do you think the Vikings should be in the quarterback looking room?
They should have been in the quarterback looking world for the past 2 or 3 years.
Like they have last year, 2023. I don't think there was any quarterback on the board at that point. They have Kellen Mond. They drafted Kellen Mond.
They should be looking for quarterbacks.
You're looking in this draft. You have
No. Not in the draft. From teams. The draft is going to suck.
You'll get Mike White.
Draft is going to suck this year.
Yeah, quarterback class is not that
but,
good.
But there needs to be someone, some a veteran, a rookie, or someone who's like 3 years of experience. Somebody, just somebody better than Kirk Cousins.
Somebody who's got like 4 years of experience and happens to live in Houston.
I don't know. No. If they get Deshaun Watson, I'm tearing down every single Vikings thing in my house. I'm never. No. If they get Deshaun Watson, I am just ending my life. I can't do it. I refuse to be a Vikings fan if they get Deshaun Watson. Don't ever say that again. That is not funny. That is not funny at all. Horrible joke.
All right, as we move on to the team the Vikings beat this week, the Chargers escaped Philadelphia, won it 27-24. Justin Herbert had another one of those games where he went 356 yards and 2 touchdowns. Again, a weird week in the NFL last week as somehow the injury-riddled Cardinals blew out the 49ers, 31-17. James Conner, former Steelers running back, had 96 rush yards. 2 touchdowns, 77 receiving yards, and another touchdown in the air. Colt McCoy beat the 49ers. And then this week, on Monday Night Football, the 49ers blew out the Rams. How can you explain this?
You can't. It's
a weird season.
It's just
been
nuts. Also, well, actually, the Cardinals lost this week, too.
They were without Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. We'll get into that later. The Chiefs, beat the Packers 13-7 in a game that if Rodgers was playing, the Packers would have blown him out. Mahomes threw 166 yards and a touchdown. He didn't throw an interception as the Chiefs somehow won that game. If any other quarterback but Jordan Love's playing, they win that game, the Packers. Again, on Sunday Night Football, last week, the Titans without Derrick Henry blew out the Rams 28-16 despite being outgained 347-194. Matt Stafford threw 2 costly interceptions, though. One towards the goal line and then a pick six. Both teams were 7-2. We'll get into that one a bit later. And then on Monday Night Football, the Steelers escaped the Chicago Bears 29-27. Cairo Santos missed a 65-yard game-winning field goal from One view looked like it was closer than it actually was.
Yeah, one view, my dad was like, oh, my God, he hit the goal. Whatever. It's.
I thought he did, too, and then they showed the other angle.
Crossbar. I don't even know. And then the next thing you know, it looks like it's 40 feet or 40 yards away. I was like, dude, what?
And then
the angle's right.
The one talking point about that game was the controversial taunting penalty. I'm not even sure what the linebacker's name was. He sacked Ben Roethlisberger, stared down the Steelers' sidelines, and as he was walking away, back to his sideline, the referee, I guess, bumped him, threw the flag. These referees need to be fired.
I saw a Twitter notification about it, and I just didn't look into it, but sure, yeah, whatever.
It was bad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
As we're going to move into Week 10, starting with the last Thursday Night Football, the Miami Dolphins, again, weird weeks in the NFL. Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10. The defense.
Rip bozos.
The defense showed up. Ravens now 6-3. Well, the Dolphins 3-7 have a game against Houston, I believe, this week. What a game that's going to be. No. They played Houston last week. They're playing the Jets. Sorry. The Jets.
Well, still.
In arguably the worst game of the week, but if you want to look at it, one of the better games. It's the Steelers and the Lions. 16-16 tie. I mean, the Steelers' offense sucks, even with Ben Roethlisberger. Mason Rudolph was horrible. Again, but Jared Goff's not any better. Jared Goff entering overtime was 11 of 20 for 54 yards.
Dope.
What's his name? DeAndre Swift had outgained him. It was just bad game all round. But the Lions didn't lose. They did not lose.
Better than, yeah, exactly.
I mean, the Steelers should feel like they lost two games here with this. The what should have been one of the standout games of the week, the Patriots blew out the Cleveland Browns 45-7. Mac Jones just south of 200 yards, three touchdowns. Patriots are now 6-4. They've won four straight. They look like the hottest team in the NFL. Baker left the game with a knee injury in the third quarter. Did you have any thoughts about this game?
No.
You think the Patriots can do something this year?
I don't think they're going to go very far into the playoffs.
They're only half game back behind the Bills.
But I think that they can do some damage. They're not the best team in the AFC.
That's right. But they're a sneaky good team. Mac Jones.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Has been really good. Again, weird weeks in the NFL as the Washington football team beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady threw two first quarter interceptions. But the last drive was what really impressed me. Washington with a 19-play, 80-yard, 10-minute, 26-second drive. The Bucs got the ball back down 10 with 29 seconds. What a game from Washington, and the Bucs have to reflect on themselves now.
They just played. They just took the only way to beat Tom Brady and put it into motion. That's all they did.
However, they did lose Chase Young for the year. He's out for the torn ACL. The game we kind of talked about earlier, the Vikings somehow upset the Chargers 27-20. Kirk Cousins, 294 yards and two touchdowns. Justin Herbert had less than 200 yards. And again, weird couple weeks we've seen in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers aren't as good as we actually think they are. But
I still think they'll win the West,
though. I won't discredit the Vikings. They played well, sadly. They should have played well the week before. But at least they closed the game, and at least it didn't go to overtime. So
from,
I can't complain.
From one Vikings quarterback to a former Vikings quarterback, game that made me want to jump off another bridge. The Eagles beat the Denver Broncos 30-13. They rushed for 214 yards. However, the game was really stolen at the end of the third quarter. The score was 20-13. Melvin Gordon fumbled the ball. Darius Slay picked it up, ran 82 yards. And Teddy Bridgewater
didn't tackle him.
He made a business decision to try and force him inside when there was no one there. He was the last defender. Darius Slay ran it for a touchdown, end of the game. 27-13, and they kicked a field goal. Eagles look really good, though. I mean, Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith is going to be a special connection. I texted Will immediately after the game. He still does not like Jalen Hurts. And I don't get why. He looks good.
Who knows?
That throw on the first one, I'm not sure if you saw it, the throw on the first touchdown. Devontae Smith was a pretty throw. Great coverage by Surtain, but great catch by Devontae Smith. And I'm going to ask you this. Is Teddy Bridgewater's job in jeopardy?
No. I don't think it is. There's no one to back him up, so.
I think it should be. He's bad. The
I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but I don't think it is.
They should look for a quarterback in the draft. As we're going to talk about one of the more disappointing games, that should have been a great one. The Packers shut out the Seahawks. Sorry.
Oh, really? Oh, we're just going to put one of the Vikings now, really?
They might. You never know. As they, like I said, dominated, shut out the Seahawks 17-0. Aaron Rodgers in his first game back threw 292 yards and no touchdowns. A.J. Dillon had the only scores of the game, 66 rush yards, two touchdowns. The first touchdown, I believe, came in the game with 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. Russell Wilson, his first game back, had a rough game.
Did you know that that's the first time the Seahawks have ever been shut out with Russell Wilson at quarterback?
Mm-hmm. 8 years, 9 years in the league, and
that's nuts.
First time getting shut out. I mean, it's kind of expected. He just got off a ridiculous-looking finger injury. As we're going to move on to one of the upsets and the scores of the week. Still not going to be the upset of the week. No upset will be bigger than the Kansas one. The Panthers upset and destroyed Arizona. Again, Arizona's one of the two best players. Cam Newton on his first two plays back as a Carolina Panther. That's a big one we forgot to talk about. He is now a Panther again. Rushed and threw a touchdown. Yelled, "I'm back," to the crowd in Arizona, and it's exciting to see this. They needed him.
I think it's kind of funny that he yelled, "I'm back." But, dude, you ran a 2 yard, maybe, if even 2 yards.
I think it was 1.5. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations. You can run the ball. And then the next whatever play that he was in the game, it was a less than 2 yard pass play.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about all that.
He maybe had a total of like 10 yards.
I feel like we're going to have to see more of just goal line drives from Cam Newton to see.
Rumors are that he might, more than likely, will be the starter this week against his former coach in Washington. I still think they win that game even if he doesn't start.
Who knows? I don't think
Washington's good.
I mean, they beat the Bucks.
Yeah, but come on.
I guess we'll just have to see.
And then as we move on to the Sunday night football game, the Kansas City Chiefs refound themselves, won it 41-14 in Las Vegas as their midseason collapse, like I said earlier, is underway. Mahomes looked like his old self, 406 passing yards, 5 touchdowns.
406 passes.
Imagine. 406 passing yards and 5 touchdowns. What's going on with the Raiders? They lost Henry Ruggs, an incident we don't want to talk about. They lost Damon Arnett, almost the same incident a year ago. They lost John Gruden, who's now suing the NFL.
It's just the Raiders. It's just typical Raiders. There's nothing else to say about
it. Yeah, going back to the last one, Cam Newton had a combined 22 yards rushing and passing and scored 2 touchdowns.
I'm back. Okay. Yeah, he was back on the bench after that. Like, what?
And then as we finish off week 11 with the week 10, sorry, with the Rams getting upset and blown out for the second straight week, 31-10 loss to the 49ers, who win their 5th straight over them. Von Miller and Odell, who signed with the Rams last Thursday, I believe it was. Not sure. Made their debut. Couldn't make a difference. Raiders, Rams are now 2 weeks, 2 losses in a row heading their bye. What's going on with the Rams?
I don't know, but George Kittle absolutely ate Von Miller.
That is true.
Like a pancake, literally. It was comical, but I was like, wow, that's nuts. Literally nuts.
Do we want to get John back in for game picks?
No. He doesn't know anything about football, Anthony. You just be throwing names out.
That is true. We're going to actually now move into our game picks.
All hate to John, by the way. I meant that in every single hateful possible way from the depths of my soul about John, by the way. John, I hope you're listening to this and you realize that how rude I meant that in context, by the way.
Okay, and then continue. Due to time constraints, my computer's almost dead. Due to time constraints, we're cutting Flip the Script out of the show. As we move on to our game picks, the Thursday night football game rematch of the infamous 28-3 game, the Patriots and the Falcons. Who you got?
I'm just going to have to go out on a limb and say the Patriots are going to win the game.
Yeah, I got the Patriots big. The Falcons suck. 43-3 last week, if you're not sure what happened to the Cowboys as they bounce back. Ravens and the Bears on Sunday.
As much as I want to say the Bears.
I just want you to know this. This is the featured game here in Texas on CBS when the Colts and the Bills are playing, which I think is going to be a better game, much better.
The Ravens are going to win.
Yeah, they're going to win by more than 20 points. Your team, Packers and the Vikings?
The Packers.
I could see the Vikings playing it close.
I don't see the Vikings playing
it close. I think they'll play close, but they'll lose eventually to the Packers. More than likely on a missed field goal attempt.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Anthony. I'm done. I'm walking out. Don't ever say. Don't insult me and my team's horrible kicking abilities ever again. Okay. Shut up.
Moving on to what should be one of the games of the week: the Colts and the Bills. I got the Bills in a close one.
I'm gonna say the Bills.
All right, Saints and Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, I do have the Eagles too. Game of the week alert: Dolphins and the Jets.
Wow.
Joe Flacco starting for the Jets, by the way. The
Dolphins.
Dolphins in a 3-0 game here.
No way. No, it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm talking like 56 to 42.
57-56. Mark it here. In overtime.
Interesting.
In overtime.
That would make it comical. That would take the cake.
I got the Bengals in the Bengals versus Raiders game.
I agree.
All right. Cardinals Seahawks. Apparently, I think Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are going to be back for this one.
Even if they're not, I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Yeah, me too. What is actually going to be the America's game of the week? The Chiefs and the Cowboys. This is so tight to call.
What do you mean by that?
It's because the Chiefs, they found their form. They're they're back. Their defense still sucks.
I think if they play like they played last week, then the Cowboys will still win. I think the – I don't know.
This is a flip of a coin. I'm going to go to the Chiefs. Oh, my computer's not dead.
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I'm going to say Chiefs.
That's my guess. I hate that I'm saying that, but I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I'm going to say the Chiefs are very high scoring – very close 48-45 win. That's what I'm going to say.
I don't think it'll be that high score.
We'll see. Again, somehow, this is the Sunday Night Football game. The Steelers and the Chargers. I got the Chargers. What? I don't know how the Steelers are. What?
The Chargers. Who decides these schedules? Like what
money people.
Prime time?
Yep, people want money. And again, the Monday Night Football game, I got the Bucks big over the Giants.
I think it'll be Bucks, but it'll be close.
Ooh, interesting. And then, but before we end the show, we're not gonna be on the air next week due to Thanksgiving break. We shall have a Thanksgiving. We're gonna predict some of the Week 12 games starting on Thanksgiving Day, Chicago and Detroit.
Oh my God, I love Thanksgiving games. They're always the same every year, but they're all great. I'm gonna say Detroit. I think the Lions can win.
No, I don't think so.
I disagree wholeheartedly. This is, oh my God, this is a Lions big. 45-17 Lions.
That'd be an offensive explosion. I got the Bears close. All right, and the midday game. I mean, that's 11:30 a.m. The 3:30 game, the Raiders and the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah,
no
Cowboys
question.
Big. And then the Thursday night game, which should be a very interesting one, the Saints and the Bills.
How is that going to be interesting? The Bills are going to win that game by like 1,000.
Oh, interesting. And then we're going to again predict some of the games from Sunday, starting off with the Colts and the Bucks. I got the Colts. Also, I got the Bills in the last one, brother.
I'm going to take the Bucks.
Interesting.
Close.
Another featured game, the Steelers and the Bengals.
The Bengals.
Me too. I got
the Bengals.
And again, one of the headlining games, Tennessee and New England.
Oh, my God.
The Patriots.
Ooh, interesting. I got Tennessee. I believe they're in New England. The America's game of the week, the Rams and the Packers.
The Packers.
Oh, I got the Rams close.
15.
The another 3:25 game that no one's going to be paying attention to because the Rams and Packers are on. The Vikings and the 49ers.
No one's going to be paying attention to.
I got the Vikings.
49ers.
Sunday Night Football.
I refuse to pick them.
Sunday Night Football, Cleveland and Baltimore. I got Baltimore.
Yeah, the Ravens.
And then, to end it off, we're going to pick the game of the year. Next week, the Jets and the Texans go head-to-head. Who you got winning?
The Jets by
2-0.
The Jets 27 to 12. 27 to 12.
I'm gonna go Jets.
No, 27-10. I'll give him that.
I'm gonna go Jets 21.
No. 27-3. I don't think the Texans can score a touchdown.
I'm going to go with the Jets 17-10. As that will end our show, we said goodbye to John and Frank earlier. We're going to say goodbye to me and Dylan now. We'll see you.
We'll see you never. We're never coming back. Never.
2 weeks from now.